B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
4 o'clock, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fan. It's a Friday 4 o'clock special hour. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block. One-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. You can check them out online and imagine your dream backyard at LandisBC.com. They also bring us our next guest, our regular guest on Friday from 4 to 5, where we talk about football, issues, life, anything that's on our mind, because he can do that. He's versatile. He's Brian Westbrook. What's up, man?
Good afternoon, Mikey. It's exciting day already, man. Listen, I was out here trying to take a nap. And I get all, my phone is blowing up and everyone's calling trying to figure out what the Eagles are doing. And look at here, Howie Roseman making moves.
You were trying to take a nap. What were you doing all day?
Put
a little feed in the bin?
Early. Yeah, you got to get up early to feed the horses, make sure the babies are good and everything like that. So, yeah, I mean, I start my day at 5 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep in like you.
Yeah, all right. I gotcha. Right, put the hay in the stalls. I get it.
That's right.
Let's review what happened today. First of all, the linchpin here, the Dolphins traded out of 3. 49ers get in there, and the Dolphins take their 12th pick, and then they get a third-round pick for this year's draft, and they get first-round picks in 2022 and 2023. First of all, what did you think of that with the Dolphins?
Well, listen, I think they wanted to get Kyle Pitts. They have to get another weapon for Tua, so that's the most important thing. And they were able to move back and pick up some picks so that can – for teams like the Dolphins, this makes perfect sense. They're still able to get the guy that they want. They weren't going to draft the quarterback early in the draft like that because they have Tua. They're going to give him another opportunity. So they move back and then have an opportunity to still get the guy that they want. It makes total sense for that football team.
All right. So it seems like everybody's hot for Zach Wilson, but the 49ers get the third pick, which means they're not going to probably get Zach Wilson. They're going to grab who at 3?
My first thought is Trey Lance. I mean, I think they like the kid a bunch. I mean, still athletic, still has the ability to do everything that they need him to do as far as moving the ball down the field. The interesting thing for the 49ers is that even after they made this series of trade, they said that Jimmy G is still not available. So they're still, for all intents and purposes right now, they're still going to move ahead with Jimmy G as a starter and then, you know, potentially have Trey Lance as the backup at least for this season.
Yeah, they may do that, but they also may be lying and move them to New England or something.
Teams lie all the time. And you have to understand why. Because when you lie and you tell another team that, hey, we still want this guy here, the value for that quarterback, Jimmy G in this case, goes up just a bit.
Yeah. All right. So now let's get to the Eagles. And the Eagles, it's really not the story what they did, but they did trade back. So we'll get your evaluation on that. We talked about the possibility of them trading back. So they trade back to 12, and they get 12. They get 123, and they get a 2022 first round pick. You good with that?
Yeah. Well, I think first of all we have to be good with the thought that this is a rebuilding team, and I don't know that anyone that didn't think that this team wasn't rebuilding. This is a rebuilding team. We've heard Howie say as much. He talked about, you know, a real transition period, you know, really similar to 2016 where they got Carson and a couple offensive linemen in the first four rounds there. So, I mean, this is a rebuilding process. You know, the question a little bit there was, you know, getting up to 3, potentially drafting a quarterback, you know, that didn't work out. So, in my mind, it was 3 things. It's rebuilding, that they believe in Jalen Hurts at least for this season, and they felt that the player that they could get at 12 that they are willing to live with, you know, at that point. They're willing to live with that player, and I think at this point it's probably going to be Waddle or Smith.
Okay. That could be projected where one of those receivers would be there, but let's focus more on their desire to get the 3. And the report came out from Ian Rappaport that said the Eagles tried to trade up to 3, but they would only do it for Zach Wilson. And so they must have known that the Jets are going to take Zach Wilson. And so they decide to back out. What does that say about their faith in Jalen Hurts?
Well, to me, it says that they think that Zach Wilson is a better prospect than Jalen Hurts. And it kind of follows that if you have a guy that's going to be taken in the first three picks of a draft, he's going to be better, especially at the quarterback position, than the guy you took in the second round. To me, that's all that it says, that they were trying to upgrade the position. That opportunity didn't present itself any longer, and so they moved back. So I wouldn't overthink that. To me, that's a good decision by the organization. If you can upgrade your position, your most important position on your team, you try to do that. And, okay, that situation, that scenario is not available anymore. Okay, now what's next? What's the next thing that we can do to make our team better? And I think that's what they did with the trade moving back just a little bit.
All right, but let's look at it from Hurts' standpoint. Yeah, the owner says that we're going to build around Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. They blew up the whole Wentz situation to move it into Hurts land. And now they're telling Hurts, guess what? There was another guy we thought was better than you. So just go out there, son. Go get him.
Yeah, but it can certainly be an issue there. And it almost reminds you, of course, of the Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz issue. So, yeah, that could be an issue. But if you're the
football team, that didn't work out too well. What you just mentioned.
It did not work out very well. That was going to be my next point, that it didn't work out well when that happened. But if you're this football team that is taking on the $33.4 million of dead cap money, you fired your head coach that won your Super Bowl just a few years ago, but you still kept the guy that made all these decisions and Howie Roseman, does it really matter to you if Jalen Hurts feels some type of way because we didn't, we said we were committed to him and we tried to move up to get a better prospect? Because, and the reason why I said this at the beginning was that they believe in Jalen Hurts at least for this season. There's no guarantee that Jalen Hurts is the complete answer.
They really don't believe in him. They were trying to get Zach Wilson.
No. They believe in him now that they couldn't get Zach Wilson.
Oh, now, of course, they believe in him. He's the last man standing.
They believe in him enough for this season. Yeah. I mean, but Mike, if you're this football team, wouldn't you want to move up for Zach Wilson if you had that opportunity?
I don't know. I'm supposed to like Hurts a lot. I mean, all of a sudden, Zach Wilson had played it down in the NFL. I don't know what the right thing to do. I don't know from Zach Wilson. He played at BYU against competition that wasn't that great. And meanwhile, they told the other guy he's their guy.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
I don't know. That doesn't seem to jive. It doesn't seem like it's an organization that really knows what the hell they're doing, really.
Mike, this happens all the time in the NFL. You're our guy until something else happens.
What's happened with the quarterback position?
It happens every year.
Quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers was their guy in Green Bay. And they drafted
Love. They drafted him from way up the road. Aaron Rodgers, they weren't going to have that kid compete with Aaron Rodgers.
Mike, teams all across the league say that this is my guy, and they draft over him every single year. It happens all the time. And maybe not at the quarterback position, but you're also talking about an established quarterback. Jalen Hurts is not an established quarterback in the NFL.
Okay. All right. It just seems like they want to go to great lengths to believe in the kid, and yet they, were interested in somebody else. I don't know how that plays out. My point is, you seem to have a lot more faith in this front office, the way they do things, than I do, or maybe even the fans do.
No, I don't have much more faith. I probably don't have more faith than you, but what they try to do makes sense to me. It makes sense that you try to go up and improve your quarterback position. That makes sense.
Okay.
Right? If you can do that,
See, they say that all the time. Their quarterback factory, this. I don't think they know their rear end from a hole in the ground.
Well, they certainly shouldn't have said that. And I think Howie came back and corrected that this season. They shouldn't have mentioned that they're their quarterback factory. That's not even close to being the case. So we know that was misspeak and a wrong thing to say. Uh-huh. But if you're this football team, don't you think that if you weren't going to do Kyle Pitts, I mean, at six, if you stay at six, then you could have. But if you can get a guy that can help you right away, like Waddle or Smith, don't you make that move?
So you, I guess. Do they really know? Like, are they going by faith here, or do they know that one of those guys will be there at 12? And that's why they got 12 they thought was a safe landing area.
I feel like they have to at least have a good understanding that one of those guys will be there at 12. And they would be satisfied with either Waddle or Smith at that point.
Okay.
They have to feel that way.
All right. You think there are any other moves here on the horizon? There's some whispers out there that maybe they would try to get Deshaun Watson. Maybe they would make that deal for Russell Wilson. Do you think they're done? This is it?
My first thought was, hey, they're stockpiling picks to try to go get Russell Wilson. But then I'm thinking, you mean Russell Wilson's going to go from the situation he has in Pete Carroll, a guy that he's won a Super Bowl with, to come to Philadelphia to a terrible situation where a team is rebuilding with a brand new head coach that nobody knows? Would Russell Wilson actually want to do that? Or would he just try to get some more power in Seattle? In my mind, Russell Wilson tries to get more power in Seattle. Deshaun Watson just wants out of Houston. But you also got to ask the question, what happens with all these cases? If you're the Eagles, you have to wonder that.
Suspension.
What happens with all these cases there that are going on? So, I mean, you have to wonder there. I think this team is all about stockpiling picks, trying to rebuild. You're talking about trying to be a playoff team in 2022, 23, 24, and go from there.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go to the phones, because a lot of people want to talk to you about this. All right. I don't know how these Eagle fans feel today about this. Let's go to Mark in Norwood. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mikey Miss, good afternoon.
What's up, Mark?
I came on here. I was going to sit here and bash the Eagles for this trade, but then I heard you've never been to an Outback Steakhouse before.
No.
I mean, come on. That's a stone cold violation.
Is it?
It's a stone cold violation.
Why is it a violation? If I'm going to go to a steakhouse, I like to spend a couple more dollars for a steak, I like to get a nice prime deal.
Tyrone told you that their prices aren't the cheapest.
Even then, I'm what grade? I don't see the grade. Like, I like a prime steak. I'll go for choice every now and then. I don't think they're even serving choice there for that price.
All right,
I'll be honest with you.
Let's talk about this pick. If you're Mikey Miss, the GM, mm-hmm. and you're sitting at 12, and you have Micah Parsons, or you have Devontae Smith, you're going offense or defense, Mikey Miss, the GM?
Well, I would take Parsons, but since I know what their philosophy is with linebackers, I'd probably be satisfied with Smith. I think Parsons is going to be a star player. And maybe Smith could be. But their defense is horrendous. I think that an impact player like that would really do them well. But I can't turn down. Like, a guy like Devontae Smith is a game-breaking player, so I'd be happy with that.
You go get the wide receiver. You allow him to hopefully help Tua. Jalen Hurts out a little bit, and then you move on from there. You don't do the linebacker in the first round for this football team. It doesn't fit their philosophy.
I don't know, man. I think it fits. They just are afraid to do it.
When has it fit
their
philosophy? Oh, no, no. They won't do it. That's different. I think with this defense, as bad as it is, don't they just need better players? And you can make an argument athletically and based on the field, he's the best defensive player in the whole draft. How is adding the best defensive player bad?
No, I don't think it's bad. But, I mean, if you're talking about things on defense that you have to stop, you have to find a way to get yourself another corner. I certainly have to find a way to get yourself another safety. Yeah. I mean, remember, look around the people that you're trying to defend. All the weapons that the Cowboys have, all the weapons that the Giants have, you got to go get yourself a cornerback if you're talking about defending the pass. And Washington just got Curtis Samuels to team up with Terry McLaurin. So I'm not – the linebacker is important, but if we're saying defense early on in the draft – I'm going cornerback.
Looking at it saying the corners are gone. So if it comes down to 12 and Micah Parsons and Devontae Smith is there, then your choice is what? You're still going Smith.
I'm going offense. Yeah.
Okay.
We got to help our quarterback. That would be my next thought.
I'm not against that. I just think Parsons is a really good. And there's some people that think he can do a hybrid position and play some safety and help.
Yeah, his numbers were out of control, Brian.
Yeah.
His pro day.
No, I'm not saying that he's not a good player. But when you talk about the philosophy of the team, mm-hmm. team with the needs of the team, I think you try to protect your quarterback. And remember what Jeffrey Lurie said. He said, we're going to do everything we can to surround people around Jalen Hurts so that he can help your quarterback. To me, that means you go
wide. Yeah, that was good, except before they tried to get
there. Yeah, well, yeah. Come on. But, Mike, what team wouldn't have done that, though?
This owner one day goes, hey, Bill around Jalen Hurts. Oh, wait a minute. That Zach had a good pro day? Let's shift gears.
Hey, did you see some of those throws that he made in his pro day? Now,
I didn't see them, but I've been told that they were pretty good.
They were
Brian, since you got to the league, not before when you were at Nova or growing up, since you got in the league and started making some money, have you been to an Outback Steakhouse?
I'll tell you this about I have, because I like their wings. I've never eaten steak at Outback Steakhouse, but the little wings that they have are pretty good.
In the past, I had their wings back in the day. They got some good wings in there.
Being in the joint, you never wanted to try steak?
No. I'm not going to go to Outback for the steak. No, I like the wings.
Well, see, that's the way I feel. Like, when I was, 16, my buddies and I would go to a place called Sizzler.
Sizzler was a beast.
It's only because we didn't have any money.
You went to the Sizzler, right, Brian?
Absolutely.
Sizzler was a beast.
Sizzler was in Levittown.
You remember the movie White Men Can't Jump when they were talking about Sizzler?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Steven and Ampler.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.